Turn now to our next report on page 16. This month, our journalist looks at the fast fashion industry and discovers that the biggest challenge to this industry is not the COVID-19 pandemic, but changing attitudes. He traces the extraordinary rise of the secondhand clothes market and observes how young people are driving the change.
The problem. It's no secret to any of us that fast fashion is unsustainable. The industry is a perfect storm of environmental evils, toxic production methods, exploitative employment practices, and massive waste. According to the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, the equivalent of one garbage truck full of clothes is thrown away every second. In 2019, the British alone were throwing away 11 million items of clothing every week. But at the same time, almost unnoticed, a different approach to dressing ourselves has been growing inexorably in popularity over the past few years. Second-hand clothes.
Vintage's victory. Vinted may be the second-hand clothing app best known to the French, but it is just one of many that have appeared in the past decade. Depop, Poshmark, ThredUp, The RealReal, StockX. The list keeps growing. Vinted has 37 million users, or 13 times the size of the entire population of Lithuania, the country where it started back in 2008. America's favorite, Poshmark, entered the U.S. stock exchange last year and is now valued at $7.5 billion. If that seems like a crazy amount of money for old clothes, the reason is that the secondhand market has been growing 21 times faster than retail recently, and is projected to be around 50% bigger than the fast fashion industry by 2028.
Youth revolution. This change is being powered by young people for whom the appeal of secondhand apps isn't just that the clothes are cheap and sustainable. A few years ago, the most important thing for many was to keep up with new trends, but many young people today prefer to create their own looks. The Instagram hashtag Outfit of the Day, with more than 346 million tags, used to be about showing the world the result of your latest shopping trip. Today, it's more about demonstrating originality. Even Kim Kardashian has started wearing secondhand clothes, albeit expensive ones, proof that fashion brands must adapt. In fact, do you know who is the main investor in Sweden's Sellpy? An online secondhand shop that has sold over 6 million items of clothing. It's H&M. Kings of the fast fashion world.
Weird wardrobes. Of course, the world can't only buy secondhand clothes forever. But buying new clothes doesn't have to mean a return to unsustainability. Since the start of the pandemic, Google searches for sustainable clothing have jumped by 160%. And it's not just about wearing undyed organic linen. Here are just a few things that may be moving out of science laboratories and into your local shopping mall in the next few years. Mushroom-based leather, algae-based wool, and fully biodegradable microbe-based trainers.